Join Jim Bob Morris at El Bandito Yankee Tequila as we break out the Bandito and hit the road to the Hula Bowl. We're highlighting America's great college athletes, iconic NFL coaches, and all the people setting the stage for football's premier All-Star Game in Orlando, Florida. The action is on the football field January 15th, and the El Bandito Yankee Road to the Hula Bowl starts right here on WGNRadio.com.
WGN. The game is January 15th at the Bounce House in Orlando, but the road to the Hula Bowl starts right here on WGN, and our next guest has been on that road for a number of years, shaping college football's premier all-star game. And as important as the game is to the players and their futures, it's as important to the scouts for the NFL and other leagues and teams that will be their future homes. The man setting the stage in its new home, Orlando, Florida, the driving force of the Hula Bowl, Nick Logan, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, brother. Good to be here.
Now, America has a love affair with football. They love their teams. They love their players, college football, of course, the NFL. But the Hula Bowl is really like, it's the one game that brings it all together.
Absolutely. 1946, we launched the game. And since then, there have been thousands of players through the game. Many that you know that are in the NFL Hall of Fame today. Many Heisman Trophy winners. And many people have made a career out of playing the NFL.
It's about introductions in a lot of different ways for the players, for the next hopeful chapter in their careers and lives, for the scouts, the introductions, right, to the next contributor, player, maybe even star for that team. If you could share, you mentioned, kind of intimated a little bit about it, maybe a player or two has made their appearance at the Hula Bowl and a career, maybe even history in the NFL.
I'd love to do it. There's a player that played a few years ago named Anthony Miller. And Anthony had a really successful career in college, but had a couple of bumpy games at the end when he was injured. He came to the Hula Bowl and moved up his draft rank to a first-round draft pick. And that was an amazing story, but the reality was they got a chance to see him. The whole idea of a Hula Bowl or any All-Star game, and there's some good games out there, is to say, okay, I know a guy's been playing in the SEC for 4 years, and he's been playing up against someone else from another school in the SEC. Well, how does he do when he's playing against a Pac-12 quarterback? How does he defend somebody when he's playing with a Big Ten? That's the key, number one. Number two, these NFL scouts know these guys can catch balls. They know they can run. They can block people. They want to see their character. So every one of our players goes through some in-depth interviews because they're not going to make an investment from the NFL into a player unless they know they got a man of character.
No, I think that's an important point because it is. It's about opportunities and opportunities to shine, to share talent, and for some to transform their lives. Now, here on the road to the Hula Bowl, we're highlighting some of those journeys in the making. Are there like one or two where you can say, like, this is great entertainment, it's great for fans, it's great for television, but where, you know, these lives are changed through being on that stage at the Hula Bowl?
Absolutely. In fact, I would tell you, out of our 112 roster, they've all got stories. We've got stories of moms that, you know, took kids to practice in some really bad environments, but just believed in their sons and believed they could be future stars. And we've got one of our players who had that with cancer and lost one of their son's baby to cancer and just pushed through it. And we got some amazing stories. But the bottom line is this, that if you look at the 11,000 players that play and the basically 1,500 players or so that could be drafted or go through the combine, we're talking about a couple of hundred out of that number that could actually be in our game and have an opportunity for the interview of their life. So these stories, every one of them deserves just amazing credit to separate themselves and play at the level they do in a Division I school.
We're going to be highlighting some of those great stories this week on the road to the Hula Bowl. And we've mentioned, you know, some of the players, they're going to be making teams. Some of the players are going to be making great careers. Some will be making history during this week at the Hula Bowl Hall of Fame. You'll be adding another great name. Talk a little bit about that. Like the names that are going to be added, maybe some of the other things that aren't necessarily happening on the field, but are happening for Hula Bowl week.
Absolutely. The game, like any other environment, we stand on the shoulders of those that came before us. When you look at the Hula Bowl and its history since 1946, it's a who's who has played in their game. I was looking like, you know, we get a voting on our Hall of Fame and, you know, names that came up that, you know, you're talking about 1960, 1970, 1950. These are huge names. This year we're blessed that our Hula Bowl Hall of Fame inductees include Marcus Allen. Oh, by the way, he won the Heisman. Okay, probably the most decorated football player in NFL history. We've got Tim Brown, another Heisman Trophy winner. We have This year, Lou Holtz, I mean, the coach's coach from Notre Dame. These are big names and just people who bless the game. And you know, just an example, when they found out at Notre Dame that we were having a dinner that we're going to honor Lou Holtz, Notre Dame took a table at our Hall of Fame dinner. So that's amazing. And right here in the state of Florida, Steve Spurrier, not only was the Heisman Trophy winner, he coached Heisman Trophy winners, and he coached our game.
Star-studded, not only the action on the field, but all around it, of course, paying homage to that great history as well. Well, the game is going to be Saturday, January 15th at the Bounce House in Orlando. There's some football greats that are going to be part of that crew. Ron Jaworski, our own Nick Lowry, is going to be there as well. People will be watching on CBS Sports, listening on NFL Network, and, of course, the El Bandito Yankee Road to the Hula Bowl here, leading up on WGN. So, Nick Logan, as we let you go, for people who want to get more information about those other events, the rosters, the players, certainly tickets, where can they go?
Absolutely. One final thing I want to share with you, brother, too, is that many of the fans will remember Mackenzie Milton, who played at UCF. Sadly, Otis Anderson, his life was taken, and it's just a tragic family dispute. So anybody who buys a ticket, we're actually donating 50% of that ticket to Otis Anderson's mom and family. So if you are interested, go to hulabowl.com. There's information on tickets, and love to bless their family. I mean, that kid was an amazing player, played at UCF, moved on to the Rams. But Mackenzie Milton, what a gentleman. He basically said, look, if I can do anything to help the family. So he's promoting it. But if you go to hulabowl.com, there's ways to buy tickets, and we'd love to bless the community and just to thankful that we're here in Orlando.
So many great stories, such a great game coming up, and of course that higher purpose built in to every bit of it. Thanks so much for everything that you're doing to create this opportunity for the players and for the fans, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
My pleasure. Let's go bounce that bounce house.